war expressed hope for an imminent deal Friday, saying 2 days of talks had wrapped up in Qatar, and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal an agreement to stop the fighting. Speaking to reporters Friday in the Oval Office, United States President Joe Biden said,
"We are closer than we've ever been. I don't want to jinx anything, but as my grandfather said, with the grace of God, good little neighbors, a lot of luck, we may have something. But we're not there yet. But it's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago."
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the United Nations is poised to launch a polio vaccine campaign in Gaza for children under the age of 10 and called on Israel and Hamas to provide concrete assurances guaranteeing humanitarian pauses in order for the campaign to be conducted. Palestinians reacted with fury on Friday after Israeli settlers rampaged through the village of Jit, setting fire to their cars and houses in an attack that left one person dead. Zachary Goldman from Reuters.
The attack, captured by the security camera, left at least one resident dead. Black-clad individuals can be seen approaching a car and smashing its windows. They appear to spray something inside. The car is soon ablaze.
"We are in a peaceful village. We have witnessed attacks before, but not in such a brutal and organized way."
Hassan Orman is a resident and witness.
"What happened is something organized, because they had weapons. Tear gas, pepper spray, and knives. They were all dressed the same."
The Israeli military said police and army units intervened and arrested one Israeli. It condemned the incident. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office issued a statement saying he viewed the incident with, quote, utmost severity. The White House said late on Thursday, attacks by settlers on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank were, quote, unacceptable and must stop.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has issued its highest alert over an outbreak of Mpox that has spread from Democratic Republic of Congo.